Okay,
Hey,
this is. Hey, what's up? Hi, hello, hey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Woo!
What's up? Woo!
Yeah!
Damn!
Woo!
Oh my god. Jesus.
Hangover Comedy Podcast! Woo!
Oh my god! This is so different right now! It's so different! Look at a different layout! Oh,
oh
god, this is
goodness.
so new!
Yes! Yes, let's play with the layouts here. Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Woo! Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up? Hey.
Comedy podcast. Woo.
Yes. We've decided to switch up. This is all Kevin's idea. This is not my idea, so I cannot take credit for it.
We're changing it up, man. We are live streaming right now on StreamYard, so that's why you kind of like are seeing this like new little bit of format here. So yes.
Also, you can also see the branding right over here. So StreamYard, if you're watching this, sponsor. So
yeah, exactly. Sponsor us, though. Exactly.
Sponsor us, yeah. We're totally ripping you off in a good way.
Totally, totally. And I forgot to do any promotion for this, so that's okay though. But the next live will actually put promotion though. So, but if you are watching and listening, please comment. You know,
please
down
comment.
Below. You know, that way we can put your comments on the stream. It's amazing now. So,
dude, this is fucking great. All right, I think I gotta switch up the lighting because fucking I got ring light on my fucking face.
Also, right, also, so, guys, this is not going to be edited either, though. This is live.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna go
oh,
live.
No. Oh,
don't
no.
Don't get off.
So when I say edit this part out, it's not going to get edited this part out?
It's not going to get edited this part out. No.
Fuck.
The audience will know to edit that part out of their brain. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, if you, a lot of jump cuts has been happening in the last episodes, and if you see a lot of if you've seen a part of my videos where you feel like, oh my god, this part is slightly edited, just blindly assume I've said something really horrible, and Kevin has edited that part out. So
Well, Connor has, so our editor
Connor
Connor,
has.
Yeah, so
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a couple of reasons why, I guess, before we start the podcast here, we're going to be, you know, live streaming the podcast here, but we will also release it, like, this podcast will get released on June 16th, so like after this live, we'll actually officially release it though, so that's not going to change at all. But hopefully this will get us like more, you know, comments, we can pass it out to more people though and hear from you guys, our fans, the hungovers. Yeah.
The hangovers.
Hashtag hungovers.
Yes. And we have a Patreon for that, right? Don't we have a Patreon for that?
Exactly. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see.
Oh, wait. What's that?
Patreon is,
oh, my God. Shit. You can put this in.
Patreon.com/hangovercomedypodcast.
It's great. Click on that. Just go on right now.
Click on
Patreon.
That. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you're gonna see a lot of
exactly.
cool unedited
if
bullshit.
If you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, which you're obviously, you know, you're watching it on, there you go. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, Hangover Comedy Podcast. Right there.
Kevin
so
has successfully
keep all the banners now. So.
You know, I can tell that you have literally played yourself with this app. He's literally invested his time and his you know his interest in making this happen. So you guys need to go and subscribe for Kevin's efforts. That's what I would say.
Exactly.
You need to go like, subscribe, and comment to all the videos. Subscribe first and then like all the videos. Just for this, what do you see in front of you? Right, with all Kevin's efforts. No, this is not my effort, okay? I can't even take credit for this, okay?
Yes.
And Kevin
and
knows.
I mean, you're going to be working on the ads, though, man. So that's good on your part. And then
hopefully,
you know, some people have been asking about merch, man. Hopefully, man, maybe you could take that
merch.
On, merch. Dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I'm going to give you work on the podcast. That way people can also ask you about it, too.
The merch is gonna come. The only issue is that I'm in India and Kevin is in USA, and this is something which I have you know, a lot of people do this, but there's a difference between, you know, importing and, you know, customs, because the laws are different here and is there. So merch is gonna come. It's gonna do a lot of process, but we'll make that happen. You know, we'll make it happen. It is just because you're sitting in two corners of the world with two different governments. So they're saying the government is very different in India compared to the United States. So, but we want to make that happen. I'm really happy that people are asking for merch. I'm just, am I allowed to say shit and that becomes a merch?
say shit, and then because yeah, we'll edit this part out. It's gonna be
edit this part sure. out. Like yeah, that. We decided on edit this. It was Kevin. Kevin said, "No, you're not doing edit this shit out. That's not.
Edit this part out is way better though. Like that's
not, part out. Yeah.
You're gonna be a clean comic, man. You want to be able to wear it for your clean shows.
Why are you telling me I'm gonna be?
You won't be able to wear it for your clean shows, right? So then edit this part out.
Clean shows. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, lately I've been trying to do clean material. I've been like converting like Christianity, converting into clean comic, right? And I just called up Kevin yesterday and I told him that I've been getting more gigs in or paid gigs or promotional gigs, whatever you can call it, in mixed open mics. So people are calling me for clean comic. And Kevin, and I was crying to Kevin. I was like, this is not who I am.
Also, gonna be merch. Coffee of a straw is also gonna be merch too.
Fuck it, there you go, the straw. And then Kevin was like, "I'm very proud of you."
I don't think we could do any Taylor Swift merch. She would definitely, if we put her name.
What about I put a shirt?
I would love to, but I can't do it. Yeah.
What about I put a merch that says "Not a fan of Taylor Swift"?
You can't. It's her name. You can't use it. You can't use it.
Well, I'm using a name, so they can't really, you know, what do you say?
No.
Oh, they can't.
She's a very good marketing team.
But she's single. She wouldn't mind the attention. You told me that she was single.
She's dating someone now, man. She's dating somebody.
Today's oh, damn. You must be pissed off.
I know. I'm pissed off now. She's dating somebody. It's okay, though. It's whatever. I'm happy for her, but it would be better for me. Anyway. Anyway, we're not talking about this. We're gonna talk about movies in this podcast. Movies. Right?
I'm so excited for this. Yeah. Very excited. Kevin, you want to go first, or should I go first?
So I just saw Fast and Furious on Saturday. I mean, not. I would never see Fast and Furious. Edit the part out. Edit the part out.
Edit the part out. Yeah,
thank you. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy on Saturday.
All right.
And it was awesome, dude. It was the best Guardians of the Galaxy I've ever seen. I loved it from beginning to end, dude. The storyline and just like the focus on Rocket the Raccoon. Oh, dude, I freaking loved it. And it was like the music was amazing, the script, the humor. I thought it was perfect, honestly. So,
I would first of all. I'm not a big fan of Marvel, right? And
that's not true. You watch every single Marvel movie.
I do. Like I'm not a particular fan about huge fan of Marvel, but I'm selectively fan about certain movies like Guardians. And they have always they've done a great job over the years building the first and the second volume. And there was Guardians Special, Christmas Special, which came out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm promoting them badly. Sponsor this. But Guardians of Galaxy one is fucking, you know, sponsor this. But when I watched the third, I'll be very honest, it was the opening, fabulous. Just fabulous. A brilliant opening, right? And it had, for me, it was more of a sentimental value because I think the entire focus was on one character. That's the entire take. To me, it was very emotional. There were a lot of emotional scenes, Kevin. I mean, you must have seen it. There's a lot of emotional scenes where I actually cried. I'm not denying when I say this. I cried in certain scenes and it was, you know, very emotional and I loved it. I do have my certain downtakes for the movie. You want to go first, or should I go first?
Oh, no. Okay, well, before you do that, that's very interesting because like I was just talking to somebody like where I don't really cry a lot. It's been a while since like I've cried, but like
you don't cry.
No, it's been a while. Well, so I was saying like there's movies that can make me cry, right? But like the last time I didn't cry because of not a movie is probably like when I was like a kid, or whatever, right? But movies though, like. When I watch Marley and Me, right? You ever seen movie Marley and Me with the dog?
I have.
Oh my gosh!
You cried. Dude, you fucking. You cried. You cried in Marley and Me.
For the dog. Yeah. Oh my god!
For a second, I was like,
sad for the dog. I mean, like
fucking him.
And also, when Spider-Man died in Infinity War. No, spoiler alert! But when Spider-Man died in Infinity War, I mean, like that made me cry too. I mean, like. Yo, I love Spider-Man, so...
Yeah, Okay, first, I was about to judge you like Chandler from Friends by not crying. You know the episode where Chandler says that he doesn't cry in Friends? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know if you've watched Friends. You've watched Friends?
Yeah, Friends? Of course. Who doesn't?
So
yeah,
there was an episode where Matthew Perry claims that he doesn't cry, and then Monica is like, you heartless. Yeah, so I was like, for a second, like, how the fuck you don't cry? So, but yeah, Marley and Me, very sensitive movie. And I avoid watching sensitive movies. I'm just saying, I avoid. It just gets me emotional.
Yeah, it takes a lot for me to cry. That's the thing. It's like I can be sad for somebody, but like for me to actually shed tears is like it's a lot. Right. But also, like I've been called a robot and AI in this podcast too. Anyway, so. That makes sense. So honestly, yeah.
I want to see. I really want to see people just, you know, make a meme of you and just put it up on the Instagram
handle. Yeah, there's like right now there's zero people watching the live, but yeah. Please do it.
Please, for whoever's not watching this video, make sure that you meet.
Please,
all the invisible people like Kevin.
That's gonna really mess with me now that I can see how many people actually
And tag the Hangover Comedy Podcast Instagram page, and tag us individually as well. Our handle is right here.
So what are your takes on Guardians, man? Tell me. What are you
I feel that I really felt the movie was great, but I feel it was slightly stretched out. Like it was on certain scenes, it was stretched. That's the only downside, that certain scenes were stretched out. Like there were three scenes I can say. The first one is where Rocket went back to meet his kind before he leaves. That scene was stretched out, could have shortened it out. The part where everybody was around him trying to revive this guy and he died, he goes up, and then he, you know, meets with his four friends. I don't know. I don't give a shit if anybody's not watched the movie, if I'm spoiling it for you.
Honestly, this is a spoiler podcast,
It's a spoiler alert. If you've not watched it, just jump through this and don't listen to this, right? So just jump through this and don't listen to this. So the part where he goes up and he meets his friends and, you know, then she's like, it's not your time. And he's like, it's not my time. That part was stretched out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the third last part is, which I like that part the best, where he encountered the main villain, the guy who's got a, you know, like a mask, like a bloody, you know, ugly ass shit, like the main bad guy, right?
I feel
that battle could have been a little bit more dramatic, a little blown up, because I feel there was a lot of interaction with the villain and Raccoon. They had a lot of history. If you watch the movie, there was a lot of history. Interacting with that character and Raccoon was too much, right? You've seen that. They were so I feel the battle was just too short, to be very honest. Short.
Exactly.
It was way too short. Yeah,
I think it clocked at like less than a minute, though. Honestly,
I mean, the best scene was, I know I like a little bit of blood, gore, horror. So this best scene where his face got fucking peeled off, right? And he was on the floor. You could see the shit. That was epic. I love that scene. That scene reminded me of Darth Vader with his mask off.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Hashtag Star Wars reference. You guys are watching.
Remember Scooby Doo? You ever see Scooby Doo, the first one?
The movie?
Yeah, the live action one. The live action one where Scrappy Doo was the bad guy.
I can't recall. The cartoon one?
The live action one. So the live action one, the guy who plays Mr. Beans is the bad guy, right?
Okay.
The actor, right, who played Mr. Beans, he's the bad guy in the movie. And then when they ripped his face off, it was Scrappy Doo.
Oh my God! Now I remember.
Now I remember.
Thank God you said Mr. Bean. I can't say Mr. Bean. That's best for me. So yeah, that was this. It was giving me a little bit of a Terminator vibe as well. If you know what I mean, a little bit of Terminator vibe. You know. So, but to be very honest, the movie was superb. Like it was. I mean, of all the Guardians I have seen, this is the best one. But there's a but. The only reason I would love to go back and visit Guardians is because of the first opening song, which came in Guardians. You know that song? I don't want to sing it right now.
Is it Hooked on a Feeling?
Hooked on a Feeling! yeah. Hooked on a Feeling, that was the entry song. That is, it's still on my fucking phone on Spotify. Like, you know? So that was the best, you know, like I would personally go back and watch Guardians for the songs they pick.
Oh, yeah. They're so good. Even in this movie, they were really good. Like the soundtracks, whoever's doing the soundtracks is incredible, man. Amazing. Amazing.
Like if you're watching this video, guy, just subscribe and sponsor us.
Come on the podcast. Yeah. The guy who makes the song, please come on the podcast. Yeah.
Come on,
podcast.
And figure out a song for our podcast. Please.
Honestly, I'd rather have the guy who makes the songs than Chris Pratt on the podcast, honestly. So, I mean, Chris Pratt, man, I like you, man, but I'd rather have the guy who made the music, though.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to hate on this guy? He was also in the fucking series Park and Recreation.
I do love him in Park and Recreation. He's so funny in that show.
He's funny. So he's funny, cool. Motherfucker, dude. This guy lost weight. He was a fat-ass dude. He fucking lost weight with six-pack and shit. Like, fuck. Like, yeah. Dedication, bro. Great actor.
Man. Inspiration. If Chris Pratt could do it, you can do it too, man. So
yeah. Doing it. I'm
little, you are doing
little,
it.
A little bit of my cheeks on it.
You're losing weight, so yeah.
A little bit. You know why I lost weight, Kevin? I tried to say lose weight. You know why? It's a very funny story. But the reason why I lost weight is because I was in an argument with a friend of mine, and he's got a sibling, right? Mm-hmm. And I told him that, hey, listen, you have a sibling? I said, yeah, I have a sibling. I said, are you the only kid? I said, I'm the only kid. It's like you don't have anybody. I said, listen, there's a downside for siblings because I don't have someone to talk to. You know what's the upside of not having a sibling? He's like, what? I don't have to share properties. There is no paperwork for sharing, you know, contracts and assets. It's mine. So, and then that hit me like, fuck, if I like literally put on weight and die soon, I won't be able to enjoy shit, you know? So the main reason for me to lose weight is for me to enjoy what I'm doing right now. Like, that's the main thing. Yeah, but I'm joining swimming as well. I told you about it. Ooh, so nice. Next month, I will be joining swimming. I'll be getting up at 7 a.m., which is a bitch. And I got to do it anyway. So yeah, I'm just going to see. So Kevin is just super experimenting with the camera angles.
Well, right, we're going to be experimenting. Yeah, we have to keep mixing it up though, man. So
right,
we have
mixing to. It up. Yeah. And what about you? What did you, you know, think about? You've seen the Fast and Furious as well, right? Did you see Fast and Furious?
I would never see Fast and Furious.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you like the franchise? It's a great fucking movie.
I cannot watch the Fast and Furious movies. Vin Diesel is the most overrated actor, and those movies are terrible. Those movies are terrible. It's the same movie every time. Why would I want to waste 2 hours of my life watching the Fast and Furious movie? I've already seen it 1, 2, 3. Like, it's the same movie every single time. Okay?
You do realize. Same movie. You do realize. Movie.
Literally the same movie.
You do realize that Vin
Diesel is the most overrated actor because, number one, he's one of the top 10 paid actors in the world, which is. That pisses me off.
He is the voice of Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly. So he's in two movies, Fast and Furious, which is the same movie every single time, and Guardians of the Galaxy, where he has three words, I am Groot. Anybody could do I am Groot. Why do you have to pay millions of dollars to Vin Diesel? Why is it paying millions of dollars to say three words?
I don't think anybody...
An unpaid intern would do three words, though. Why can't you just do... Why do you have to get Vin Diesel for that? Why?
Wow, you're gonna get kicked out of sponsorship from Marvel really quickly.
You're not getting sponsored by Marvel, man, because you already said you don't like Marvel already in like the beginning of the live though. So
don't say that. Fuck! Edit this part out. Edit that part out.
You can't edit the part out, man. It's live. So
no, but on a very serious note, I watched I've really seen the entire franchise of Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. The best one, in my opinion, is Tokyo Drift. I'll be very honest with you. Tokyo Drift.
The one with not Vin Diesel in it. That's the one you like?
No, I actually got to know about Vin Diesel after Tokyo Drift, to be very honest. So okay. I just like because there's Vin Diesel, and best believe there's also The Rock.
You do know that the Tokyo Drift is historically the worst Fast and Furious a lot of people think, right? It's like a meme.
No,
people hate on Tokyo Drift. Yeah, they do.
You might
look
be
online.
Shocked.
Look on Reddit. People hate that movie. So
this might shock you. The only when I fucking talk about Fast and Furious and when I say Tokyo Drift, they're like, oh my god, that's a great movie. People remember Tokyo Drift by default. I'm not talking about United States. I'm talking about India.
United States, yeah, we hate it. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm talking about here, bro. I'm talking about here, man. Not about United States, okay? I'm talking about here. So people over here, when I talk about, you know, okay, I'm not going to sing that song. But when I talk about Tokyo Drift, they remember the Fast and Furious by default. But coming back to the why you hate Fast and Furious is, I would say, in a way, when I saw the movie, the Fast and Furious, I can't believe I'm saying this. They have, it's brilliant cinematography, brilliant action scene. You know what the problem was? I can't believe I'm saying this. Very less storyline. Like, I think they spent less time in story and more time in the action and car flips and animation and whatever VFX shit. Now, I know you'll be like, oh shit,
it's just like again. I know. The action scenes are predictable. The car scenes are predictable. The story is predictable. You're making my point.
But there's a difference between a signature, though, and
being lazy and cookie cutter. It's a very big difference, okay? Star Wars has some signatures, right? But they're not lazy and cookie cutter. It's a different movie every time.
I can generalize Star Wars. Oh my God, same Death Star. Oh my God, same Storm.
Different characters every time, dude. Different. Why is Vin Diesel in every movie? How come they cannot pass the baton to somebody else though?
They did, Dwayne Johnson.
No. Vin Diesel's in every Star Fast and Furious movie besides the worst one, which is Tokyo Drift, though. Then he's in every single one.
God, but no, but
I mean, the reason why they make so many Fast and Furious movies, because again, Vin Diesel does not act, though. He's in two movies. He's in no other movie besides Fast and Furious and Guardians of the Galaxy. Name one other movie he's in. Name one.
Actually, I've not seen any other movie of Vin Diesel apart from Fast and Furious.
Oh, because he can't act. That's why. Again, there you go.
Fuck, that's so brutal, bro. Fuck, dude.
That's why. Tell me what
Jesus.
One movie.
Take that back.
One movie. Give me one movie that he's in.
I'm not seeing any.
Vin Diesel, come to the podcast.
Come to the podcast. Yeah, really.
One movie that you've been in, though, please. One more. Just one more. That's it.
You are going behind a Hulk. You're going behind an Hulk. I swear to God, you're going behind a Hulk. His arm is big enough to just crush your face. His arm is big enough. Like, fuck.
He could be a strong guy, but doesn't make him a good actor, though. I mean, like, why is he one of the top paid actors? That's what I'm saying. No, if he can't act, then why are you getting paid that much? So.
You can, I mean, even Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid actor. He's done so many good movies.
But Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually can act, and he's in movies, though. He's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, okay. He's done Jumanji series. He's done, Daddy.
He's actually done other movies besides Fast and Furious.
He is funny. I can't believe I'm saying this. Dwayne Johnson has gotten funnier ever since he's collaborated with Kevin Hart. Like, exactly. I mean, I watched Central Intelligence. And I was really blown away with the humor of, Dwayne Johnson. I mean, Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart. And there was one clip in the Fast and Furious series where the guy was like, you better hide your forehead. You better hide your something. And Dwayne Johnson was like, you better hide your big ass forehead. That was improv. And he was so spontaneous. I love the guy for that. So, but again, I love Vin Diesel, Kevin. Come on. The only reason I would stand by him is because he's very humble. He's very humble. He's very dedicated. I mean, okay, fine. He might not be in great movies, but he is a very humble guy. I think that's the main thing why people want to work with artists, you know? Like, I don't think no artist is perfect in every platform. Like, can I just take a moment and say Kevin Hart is not a great actor? He is just a comedic actor. You getting me? Like, I'm going to be very honest. See, he's done series, Netflix specials, stand-ups. He's done Truth Lies, which is a series on Netflix. Right, yep. He's not a dramatic actor, but he's a comedic actor. I don't think seriousness sits with Kevin Hart, you know. True. So,
question, I'm just though, saying, question: how many movies has Kevin Hart in? Has it been more than two?
More than 10, 15. I'm not sure. More than that.
Okay. Give me one more.
I'll do my research right now. Wait, I'll do it right now.
Don't cheat though, man. Like, I mean, you can give me some indie movie. Whatever.
I don't know. I'm just looking it up on Google right now. Just a second.
Okay.
How many movies has Vin Diesel done? All right, I'm literally asking when the part is. At least 48. 48 movies. This guy has done 48 movies, all right?
And so 10 of them have been... Wait, hold on.
He's been on Triple X. He's been on Triple X. Oh, yeah, Triple X. Triple X is cool. He's done Triple X. Okay, most of them are Fast and Furious, I'll be very honest. But
really? Okay.
Yeah. But he's done Triple X.
Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Because he's been in three Guardians of the Galaxy, the Avengers movies, right? So
Yeah.
You gotta add seven all... to there, right? So yeah, okay, at least half have been there. But like, and those other movies, is it just a one line or is it a guest star? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can't name one other movie that I'm not saying.
Triple X. I did say Triple X. So yes. Triple X.
I've never even heard of Triple X.
Okay, it is actually a movie. You have an Indian actress. You have Bollywood's Indian actress featuring in that movie, Triple X. I don't want to take the name, but she is actually in that movie, and I've seen the movie. It's pretty good. It doesn't give you the vibe of Fast and Furious at all, but he's done a lot of serious movies. I mean, I've not seen the movies, but I've seen clips of different movies, which is where I can say that this guy has done a lot of philosophical, you know, dramatic lines, family friendly way, advising people, you know, stuff like that. I think his voice sits with that, Kevin. That's the reason. People want to have him around. That's just my honest take.
Does Vin Diesel deserve to be one of the top 10 paid actors?
You're still stuck on that.
Does he deserve to be one of the top 10 paid actors of the world if he's just in two cookie cutter roles, which is Fast and Furious, which is the same movie every time, and then Guardians of the Galaxy, which is three words that he says? Does he deserve to be the one top 10?
I don't know what to say. Part of me feels I don't know, and the other part of me says maybe not. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to
I'm
tell
gonna
you.
Look at the top 10 actors right now. So let me let me find that list here, and we're gonna see who's omitted from the list here, and that's it.
Sure, let's leave it to the comment section. You guys just comment. You guys just put your comments down below when you watch this
video. Live. No one's watching live.
We're experimenting with this. I swear to God, this is going well. This is going super well.
It's going very well, man.
Going great. I like this. So yeah, but I feel that, you know, certain movies are just made for an actor and not for the story.
Okay, here's the list. Okay.
Okay, cool. Fine. Show me the list.
Here. Okay, so number one is Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Number two is Ryan Reynolds. Number three is Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. Number four is Ben Affleck. Number five is Vin Diesel. Number six is Akshay Kumar. I don't know who that is.
Great actor. Indian Bollywood actor. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Number seven, Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's a very okay. He's not seven.
You can't even pronounce the name.
Seven. Okay. Okay. But I know who he is, but I don't think he deserves seven though. But Will Smith is eight.
Will okay, Smith I'm happy. After the slap, he should be ninth.
he's still eight. So Sofia Vergara is nine, and Adam Sandler is 10. Okay, so now, you heard that list. Where is Tom Hanks? Where is Tom Cruise? Where is you know.
Chris Rock?
I don't know. Chris Rock is not really an actor.
Okay, so what about Leonardo DiCaprio? What about Leonardo DiCaprio?
Not on the list.
What about these
are better actors than Vin Diesel, though, okay?
Yeah. My birthday is the same year as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wait, we have comments, though. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, you have comments? What the fuck out of here? There's a comment. I can't see the comments. Oh my god,
so rude. Okay, let me see.
You gotta screenshot this right now.
Are you talking about Vin Diesel? Yes, we're talking about Vin Diesel.
Just don't know how much he
is stronger because he has family.
I think he's already Deepika Padukone, he deserves the top 10.
You know why? Because he has family. he does not deserve it, okay?
Kevin,
yes,
let's make a moment. All right, let's take a moment right here. All right, let's take a moment and tell that
where's Chris Evans?
Let's take a moment and say that Saurud is the only guy who is a dedicated member of the Hangover Comedy Podcast. He's very dedicated. He's very supportive. And, since we are live streaming this, he's the one also designed the logo. I know I've said this a lot, but he's the one who designed the logo. And every time we figure out something new, this guy is out here supporting. So he's a guy supporting the Hangover Comedy Podcast. The logo, what you see, is made by this dude. So if you want to get your logo done, you need to contact this guy. Okay? He does a great job. He's surprisingly going to charge me next time. So
yes,
I'm not gonna say this on live. I know, but I reached out to Saru and I told him that I wanna hit you up for a poster for my show. Yes. And also I wanna redo the logo of the banner of the Hangover Comedy Podcast, right? I just hit him up.
Work on the live. Stop asking for
work. I'm telling you what I spoke to him, right? I spoke to him before.
Episode 9. He was on episode 9. Please
episode 9.
Great episode. Also, he was in the first episode, which you should not watch.
So, why you keep bringing that up? Why?
Not watch episode one.
Can we show the clip of the first episode? I don't know if you can do that. But yeah.
No, this is live. I don't have that queued up, though, man. I'm sorry.
You don't have queued up. That's fine. But don't watch. Don't ever watch the first episode. If you watch it,
you've gotten to know us, and you like us, then you can watch it and laugh at it. But don't. That's not the first. That's not a good first impression. Basically,
Kevin had a shitty experience with the girl where she actually watched. He promoted the Hangover Comedy Podcast. This woman watches the first episode.
Yeah, she watched the first episode. Like, don't go in order. Just go latest to backwards. You know. Please. Anyway, so you're a big Vin Diesel guy. You like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I like Vin Diesel. Like I feel that he's a great actor, and I feel I think he's more of a dad and less of a hero. That's just my take. That's just my take on him as, because even when I was watching the Fast and Furious series, whenever I used to watch Vin Diesel was driving the car, being dramatic, like I could see a dad face. Like, I could see a dad, or I could see a family guy kind of, for the family shit. And if you notice, the entire franchise, he just keeps repeating, I will die for my family. I don't care about my dad. He keeps repeating this line every now and then, right? Exactly. I don't think Dwayne Johnson has done that in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay, you're still making my point. All Vin Diesel does is talk about family in Fast and Furious movies. It's all cookie cutter, the same script every time, the same movie. Though,
I'm right? not trying to make your point. I'm just trying to say that he's still a great actor.
You're making my point. Why is he a top 10 actor?
I don't know. Ask
you're making my point. You're absolutely making my point. The fact that he says family every 2 seconds, okay? Please.
Right. Ask Marvel why he keeps signing them up again and again and again. Oh,
Marvel could get me, right? I can say 3 words. we can get you. Get an unpaid intern. Comic-Con. They would pay them. They would pay Marvel to do 3 words. They would love to be in a Marvel movie. Anybody off the street is 3 words, okay? Come on. You have to pay millions of dollars.
All right, so let's talk about the bad guys. So when I saw the Fast and Furious 7, I was really, really blown away by the acting of Aquaman as a villain. In no good day would I have gotten up and just imagined that this guy can pull off a very villain role, like a bad role, because his appearance has always been like the superhero in the Justice League, and even in Aquaman, or maybe in a couple of other movies or sitcoms or whatever you can call him, like a cameo. But he was the highlight. Again, I'm gonna be very honest. He was the highlight for me as a bad guy in the Fast and Furious, and I really, really feel that he should be more visible in the franchise of the Fast and Furious. Keep Vin Diesel.
You want more Fast and Furious movies?
Okay, let me reconstruct that. Edit that part out.
How can you want more Fast and Furious movies? What have they not done? What have they not given you yet? Please tell me.
I'm trying to say that get more villain roles for the Aquaman, because he is crushing it. he's crushing it being a bad guy. So I got some comments over here. This fucking like,
some comments, just one comment here. So,
okay. Don't you think that's a
okay, so Vin Diesel's password on all social media is family. That's a strong password. Yeah. That is a strong password. That's a very strong password.
I thought it's gonna be I am Groot.
You gotta do like the one, the family is like the A, the app sign, and then you have to do dollar sign at the end or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta like do the symbols as well. You can't just do that because you have to have symbols and numbers as well.
So. Yeah.
And then don't you think all Fast and Furious movies are alike? Villain one movie becomes a support in the next one, like Jason Statham or John Cena becomes good guys in this movie. Okay, well, thank you for the spoiler alert. I didn't see those movies. But yeah, now I know that they will become their bad guys.
I did not.
But I didn't hear it in the movie, though.
I did not bring it up. I did not bring it up. I knew it, but okay, I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to bring it up.
I don't watch the Fast and Furious movies, okay? I watch the first couple, and I'm like, this is the same movie every time. I'm wasting my time.
So, John Cena is in the movie, and again, he gives a lot of dad vibes, and he's funny. John Cena is funny. He is a wrestler and a comedic actor. He became a comedic actor. Like, I think his performance was pretty good when I saw Bumblebee. Have you seen Bumblebee?
No, that's a Transformers movie, right?
Yes, just Bumblebee.
No,
that's a movie.
Okay,
so if you're not watching Bumblebee, watch Bumblebee. I'm not going to say anything about it. Watch Bumblebee, and John Cena is funny. Why are wrestlers funny? Like, why are wrestlers getting funny these days? John Cena as a wrestler is funny. Dwayne Johnson's getting fucking funny. Next thing I know, Undertaker is going to be in a movie, and they're going to do.
I think it's like, yeah, like Stone Cold Steve. I think that maybe there's one guy who like writes all these funny lines for these wrestlers.
Yeah,
he's like one comedian, or one dude. Yeah. Because they're not naturally funny. I don't think that they're not. I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson naturally funny. I don't think John Cena is naturally funny.
Right. We are not going
to have lines to be funny.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But yeah.
Oh, Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista. Wait.
I don't know who that is.
Who's that? That's the guy from Guardians, right? Isn't he the
Okay, are you talking about the dude with the knives in Guardians?
Who's Dave Bautista? Is that?
I have no idea who he's talking about. The big guy? I don't know.
I know he's an actor. I forget who he is though.
Wait, I'm gonna type it right now. Dave. I'm getting Dave Chappelle. Fuck no.
No, not Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah. He's the guy. He's the guy. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's funny. He had more lines than Vin Diesel. Better actor. Yes. I already say he's a better actor than Vin Diesel. So
and he's a wrestler.
He's a better actor. And he's a wrestler.
And again, he's a wrestler. Again, the connection right there.
I've also seen him in more than two movies, though. So to me, like, he's a better actor, in my opinion, than Vin Diesel. Right. So yeah.
I mean, have you seen this movie? I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's called Warcraft. It's a game, but it's a movie. Have you seen it?
I have not Warcraft? Seen it. I've not played the game either.
Okay, Warcraft is a very famous game. It used to be, I don't think they make it anymore. There's no remastered of it, but there was a movie in it, and I think this guy featured in that. This guy was in that movie, Warcraft. So just check it out. It's a great movie. So again, why are all wrestlers becoming funny and getting it? Why targeting wrestlers? Comedians are doing serious stuff and wrestlers are doing funny stuff. Like,
so we gotta be like dynamic, I guess, because like, you know, like you want, ideally, you want to be the total package, right? You want to be like muscle, but also you're funny and also you're smart. Yeah. So, like, I guess, like, that's a total package, I guess. So,
I'm just funny. I don't know about,
you know, you're missing the other two, man. I'm just, I'm also just funny too. Well, funny and smart. Yeah, I'm missing the muscles. That's okay though. So
I'm smart. I don't know about muscles, but I'm smart. Come on. I'm smart. Don't me right now. I'm smart. Look at the books right here. I read.
Those are all your dad's books. You already said that though, man. That piece of shit is the only thing that's
it's mine and my dad's. How dare you? All right, 80% belongs to my dad. Fine, fuck it. I don't keep it. Do I still read? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, The Roast of Vin Diesel. That is honestly, I was getting something with Fast and Furious and Vin Diesel. That's the episode name. The Roast of Vin Diesel is now officially the name of the episode.
You're gonna get us canceled or just notice that somebody's gonna come at us.
I can't be the only person who thinks that Vin Diesel's overrated. I can't be the only
person. You're the only person.
You're gonna see. This is gonna be our most popular video because like so many people are just gonna click on it because they just hate on Vin Diesel. So.
I like it when you go behind celebrities you barely know and you have no idea what they are. You've done no research about Vin Diesel. Like, you don't know his history.
Oh no, I did. I've already told you though, right? He's one of the top 10 paid actors though. He's only in two movies though, really. XXX does not count. That sounds like a porn movie though. I don't know what that doesn't count. So
it's a porn.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
And now Saruta's left alive, so. After I said that. Anyway.
He's the only guy commenting the entire time.
The only time, but he has to, yeah.
We got to take a screenshot of this first live. You got to get some screenshots. Get some screenshots of this just to, you know, show off that we got some comments.
You do that, man. I do enough for this podcast.
Anyway. How do I take a screenshot? Tell me. How do you do it?
With your computer. Yeah.
How? I'm using a Mac. How do you do a screenshot? Tell me.
Command-Shift-4.
Command-Shift-4. Command-Shift-4. Okay. Command-Shift-4. I don't know. Is it taken? Because I don't even know. I don't even know if it is.
Now I'm giving IT support now. So, no. You have to drag it. You have to.
Drag. Son of a fucking bitch.
Yeah. See, now I'm giving IT support now on the podcast. Jesus.
All right. So I got it. Let's do one more. One shift four. Let's do one more. All right. Just do an expression on my face and just I'll just try to not to. There we go. There we go. Got two of them. Got guys. All right, cool.
Awesome. Great. Now we got a subscriber, a live person. Zero to one. It's gonna be so annoying, man.
the things we do for validation, guys. The things we do
Right. So
Wrap it up. Actually, I want to talk about
an actor though. You haven't done in a while. Wait. Before we do that, hold on. Before we do that, we have another comment here.
Angle Comedy Podcast. I got a screenshot. I'm screenshotting this. I don't give a shit. I'm screenshotting only this.
And send it to Henry. Screenshot this and send it to Henry.
I screenshotted this already. Cool. And thanks for the comment. Thank you so much for the comment.
You've done acting before, right?
Yes.
So, what was your experience right with acting?
In not easy. Not easy. The reason why I did acting is because funny story. I made a video about how frustrated I was with life. I'm giving you a pre-cap. So I made a video about how frustrated I am with life and problems and family issues. Mm-hmm. And I made that video and I showed it to my dad. My dad showed it to my therapist. My therapist saw that video, looks at my dad and goes, "Put this guy in acting. He is great. Put this guy in acting. He is great." So that's exactly what he said. So the next second, my dad enrolls me to an acting school. So I go to an acting school. I learn about characterization, scripting, timing, the first acting school. And after that, I go a little bit more deeper. I do theater. After acting, I learned theater. So I was doing theater for almost close to a year. I was in the play Pygmalion. If you guys have watched Pygmalion, which is My Fair Lady, so there was a play, Pygmalion, and I was the character Alfred Doolittle. So I was Alfred Doolittle in Pygmalion, right? And believe it or not, on the final on the final day of the presentation, I have a clip of my acting, which I will later on share it with you guys. I'll send it to Kevin where I can show. And my dad comes and watches the last performance day because that's a certification day. They call it the acting, right? Mm-hmm. So he watches it, and this guy, and he's surprised. My dad is surprised. Like, my son can act? Like, can this guy actually act? And my dad comes up to me and goes, yeah, you should do a really professional acting school. So I enroll myself in a professional acting school, which is the, I'm going to take the name anyway. It's called Anupam Kher School of Acting. And Anupam Kher happens to be the most prestigious actor in the Bollywood industry, right? He is the, he's very famous, very rich, right? So I get myself enrolled in that school. And that's where I learned about cinematography, camera, story, scripting, writing, like script writing. You know, you know, what it takes, scene one, scene two, scene three, you know, and just the breakdowns. So I went there. And after that, yeah, things kicked off. I got more into, that's where I found the joy in writing. So when people ask me, hey, why do you write so much in comedy? I think the joy, because I always loved writing, but I never had the right structure. I didn't know. I was randomly noting things down, you know, like abruptly. But when I went to acting school, I learned what scripting is. I learned what scene study is. I know what character is, you know? So I learned, you know, if you're given a fraction of 30 seconds, 15 seconds, you know, how do you break it down scene by scene? How do you do improv better? How do you method acting? What the fuck is a method acting, right? I learned all of that for a year. It was a professional course.
Oh, wow. And after that, year? You went for a year? Wow.
Yeah, okay. So it was a great experience because I had to wake up at 6:30 a.m. in the morning.
That's early for you. There's no, I mean, you never get up that early now.
So yeah, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this part even more. The first the first lecture starts at 7:30 a.m. So I used to wake up not 6:30 by around 5:45 or something like that, and travel, which is like an hour away because you guys know where I stay. So I used to travel from
Thane, not Mumbai.
But thankfully, since it is early in the morning, there is no traffic, obviously, because it's early in the morning. I reached my acting school by around 7 o'clock, 7:15. I have 15 minutes to grab a cup of coffee. By 7:45, the first lecture.
Wow.
So I did that for a year. So I learned,
because you hate waking up in the morning, though. I can't imagine you waking up that early in the morning, though.
Yeah. So I think because of the acting school, I was able to find ideas as I'm talking to people. That's where I cultivate. Like, if I'm talking to that's where I'm very spontaneous. If I'm talking to people, like, cultivate. You know the thing where you told me where I can't live with you because you're gonna like. Give me ideas in the morning. We can't be roommates.
You would try ask about jokes every time at 3 in the morning. You'd be like, Kevin, wake up. Kevin, wake up. That's what you do.
Because of the acting school and the spontaneous writing and, you know, not hesitating to writing down if something hits you, I learned that because of acting and because of comedy, that got a little bit elevated. So my being spontaneous increased. Increased in terms of being spontaneous humor. So that I took that element and I put it in my comedy where I'm spontaneously, you know,
were you an actor or a comedian first? What was first?
I was an actor first.
Okay.
I was an actor first. Even so in the acting.
What made you want to do comedy then?
Because whenever I used to do acting or whenever I used to get roles the character was always funny and quirky. I always, you know, picture that I will get something serious, but I used to get serious every now and then. I used to deliver a serious line, but 80% of the time it was just, comedic or pushing or you're like an illustrated.
You were the dumbass in the scene. So.
Okay, let's put it in a professional term. I was a practical actor where, you know, on scene doing, you know, goofy shit like that, like pushed away or, you know, getting punched in the face, like, oh my God, like that, you know, like that comical. I used to get that role. And I think that part of me, I was very comfortable doing that. I did not have stage fear since birth. Fun fact about me, I don't have stage fear since birth. I don't have it at all. So that's where I started. I took the elements of that. And now I'm just grateful that I'm able to apply that. I still go back to acting. I go for auditions. I still give auditions. But I'm just grateful that able to apply those methods and in comedy, which is very related. People don't know this, but it's very related. Acting and comedy goes hand in hand. So yes.
Wow, that's crazy, man. I didn't really know that about you. So we can probably talk about what we learned now. So
it's been 50 minutes. Right?
Yeah. So see, we can see the time now. See, now we don't have to go over now. See, we can see the time.
Oh my God, so Jesus!
What did we learn on the podcast, man? So,
I learned that Kevin hates Vin Diesel. I also learned that he will never appreciate the franchise of Fast and Furious. No. And I also learned that, sometimes you have to appreciate a movie even if you don't like it for the actor and not for your personal opinion, because branding is everything. That's my honest take.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, if you can tell me, if you can give me one good reason why he deserves to be a top 10 paid actor over Leonardo DiCaprio, over Tom Hanks, over Tom Cruise, please tell me, over Meryl Streep, please tell me how he deserves to be that, though. That's what I'm saying. So,
fine. What did you learn?
Okay, I learned that you want more Fast and Furious movies, because that's that's your thing, I guess, so you like that. I also know you're very analytical when it comes to movies. You have a strong opinion. You're like not just looking at the movie, like you're looking at every single frame, every single if a character like picks their nose, you'd be like, oh, this character picked their nose like in this scene at this time stamp, whatever, like you'd be like looking you have like a bunch of different eyes like looking at in this scene, this thing right here, they messed up this wording, whatever. So like, yeah, that's you're very analytical when it comes to movies.
This is why
that's you, man. Man, I'm just saying. And then you started with acting, and then like that kind of brought into comedy, and it makes sense, because like a lot of comedians, like they had the act outs make sense, that because you have to have a little bit of acting experience to help with that. So
I'm not saying it's mandatory for people to have acting experience if you're doing that, but it helps. Yeah. Some people are naturally born, like Dave Chappelle or, other comedians, great comedians. They're just naturally born. They learn it over time. But it's just something which you just, on the side, just to perk you up. Just saying.
Absolutely.
So that's it. So this is our first live stream. I didn't want to say shit at all. I didn't say anything fucking. I didn't say anything abusive, right? Yeah.
No, you didn't say anything abusive though. So now it's time for some promotional stuff here. So guys, feel free to make sure you follow us everywhere. Okay, everywhere.
Yeah.
Hold on,
man. Yeah. It's not about feeling free. It's about feeling really the need for you to subscribe. All right. Yes. Because what you see is free.
Yes.
Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to everything which you witness on the screen. Every damn thing. Like I don't care if you're making love to the subscribe. I don't care what you do in your free time. Make love, take it out on a date, buy the coffee, go to the subscribe button, click on it and say, I hate Vin Diesel. Do whatever you want to do, but subscribe to that channel right there.
leave a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you're listening on there. Right? You have that scrolling right there. Our Instagram here.
Oh yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Please follow us on Hangover Comedy Podcast. We'll probably be doing lives on our Facebook as well. If you're not listening on YouTube, or if you refuse to go to YouTube, then you can go on Facebook, and that's
absolutely where
we'll be. We'll also probably live stream on the International House of Comedies Facebook page. So please go join that. Our Lord and Savior, Henry Cruz.
You had to put the tagline there, right? Lord and Savior.
I believe
he likes to be called Papa Henry. That's what he always says. Henry.
Also, guys, if you have not subscribed to the Patreon, please subscribe to the Patreon.
Ooh, yeah. We'd
really, really appreciate that. And our fan base, the Hungovers.
Yeah, and hashtag Hungovers. Absolutely.
Hashtag Hungovers. Yeah. For $3 a month, you'll get those extra content that we put for every single guest, every single episode. Probably not this episode because I'm tired, but not this episode, but probably all the other episodes. But
you're gonna hear some canceled.
We have a guest.
You're gonna get to hear some canceled opinions over there.
Great, no, dude, the videos are great over there, man. Patreon,
It's fucking, dude, we killed on Patreons. Like, the questions are just amazing, and the responses of the guests we had was absolutely amazing. That they're given the best answers ever.
And then, but also we have to hold on, we gotta talk about show that here, hold on.
Okay, we are just doing live for the first time, so bear with the technical difficulties. All right.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's difficulty, man. I'm just, it's a lot of things I have to go through anyway. So gin and tonic every other Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 p.m. IST, we do stand-up and improv. Our next stand-up
We do both. Yeah. And if you guys are a big fan of stand-up and you want to try a stand-up career and you want to, like, practice sessions or you want to try your material out, you need to come to Gin and Tonic. Just because that's a place for you to just unwind and try your material for the real world out there. So we do this every other Sunday. We get comedians from across the globe. Right, Kevin?
Exactly. Yes. So on June 4th, we'll have our stand up. And then next improv is June 18th. You can see in the bottom there. And then that will be, we do it every other Sunday. I know a lot of comics don't like to do Zoom stand up though, but if you want to test out your jokes, I guess internationally, we get that. But also,
absolutely.
And then also for improv, we play a lot of improv games too. So
Kevin is an improv god, so that's his department. I was able to work on my improv game because of Kevin. That'll be very honest, because that's his idea to put both together, which was amazing.
So, and you can follow us at gin and tonic_comedy to find out more information about that. So
you're promoting a lot. A lot to promote.
Now I need to hire Salrude to kind of click these things now. That's what
you're,
I need to
generalizing
do.
Generalizing Indians right now, right? You're just fucking generalizing.
I need to hire somebody else to click these things. So anyway. All right.
But just on an ending note, just subscribe.
New episode every other Friday. So we're also going to be doing every other Friday instead of every Friday, because and Shady and I are busy now. We now have a bunch of stuff that's going on in live in person though. So we're doing shows. We have a lot of things going on. We are now going to do every other Friday. So if every you don't like Friday, that, then on the Fridays we don't release a new episode, watch an old episode. There you go.
But we're going to be regular with the shorts. We're going to be bringing you the shorts. The shorts are probably, we're going to take the best episodes, best clips of the shorts, maybe from this as well. We're going to bring out the shorts because that's where I know everybody's watching it. We got the most response, the most likes, and the most reach because of the shorts. And I think, again, the credit goes to Kevin. When I say this, he was like, we got to focus on the shorts, man. I was like, okay.
Because clearly no one's watching live right now. Zero. So it's okay. I get it. People's attention span. They don't have time to do a lot. I like to listen to full podcasts, but not everyone does, though. So I totally understand. Yeah.
Imagine the evolution in a couple of years, how shortened the attention span is going to get over the years. Just think about that.
It's going to be 5-second videos, man. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to watch it like, okay, I'm done.
This will be end shitty. You'll be like, edit this. And that's where it cuts, right there.
The part is out.
The part is out. The part is out. Exactly.
All right. Exactly. So huge shout out to Kevin for actually doing the StreamYard for the very first time.
Yeah, and it worked. Yeah. It worked too. I saw it actually on our YouTube channel, and we got comments. So that's amazing. Incredible.
Yeah, we got comments. So we didn't pay him. Okay, he's not paying. Okay, it's organic.
We did not pay him. We just DM'd him and said, "Please come to the podcast."
And we can't edit this part out. Great.
No, we can't edit part out. No, man. It's live, man. Yeah.
These are loyal people supporting. That's how it is. The hungovers. That's it.
So, hungovers, man. We love all of you, right, man. Thank you all so much. and we're now gonna start this whole live journey thing. I think it's gonna be awesome, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed going live and the comments and the visuals, like, and stuff like that. I mean, that's yeah, you're gonna have to bear with me because I'm as we say things, I'm gonna have to click because I don't have an intern to kind of do it for
me. That's fine. That's fine. We're gonna work on that.
I mean, I don't know how much work. I mean, like, I can get a little bit faster, but I mean, like, I can't just like.
That's better.
So, I was thinking like, if I could have like a little banner for edit the part out, but I don't know when you're gonna say it though. So maybe like maybe whenever you say something offensive, I'll pop up edit the part.
That's my podcast. Kevin has never said an offensive stuff in all the episodes.
I mean, maybe once or twice, I think maybe, but I don't think it's that offensive. I don't try to be offensive, though. Yeah, not intentionally.
I'm always the extreme one. Right? I'm always overranking the offensive department. So,
yeah. I'm just not trying to intentionally be it.
All right. So, thanks again, guys, for tuning in. We will catch you guys in the next episode.
Cool. Yeah.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.